Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, this is a very special moment because if you know, I don't really do videos to talk about like new launches or comment on the property or what. But I just want to share this very big thing that's coming out in March. I know it's already March, but all these launches that I'm going to say today, they have not gotten their approval, I think. Okay, so the dates has been released, but what I know is that it's not official yet. By the time this video is out, I don't know if it's official or not, okay? So I won't say anything, but I say that these launches, they will come out in March, okay? And these launches will go on the newspaper. Why? Because for the past few months, right, there hasn't been a big launch. So the only thing that you read on the newspaper is that the new launch property sale number has been declining because all the launches are the not so good launches or the very, very prime launches. So we haven't seen a lot of news on new launches. But again, later I'm gonna give you some comment on my feel on this. Okay, so this very exciting launch that is coming out, right, is in Tampines. Okay, so to make it simple, it's Tampines West, near to Temasek Poly. Okay, I want to say a little bit about this launch because actually, I grow up. Should I say I grow up in this place? I wouldn't say I grew up in this place, but I go past this place every week because my ama stay in Bedok Reservoir. So when my ama stay in Bedok Reservoir, somehow lah, I will. If you drive out to Tampines, you will pass by this place. Last time when you pass by this place going from Bedok Reservoir going up to this Tampines West left and right is all nothing one, you know. It's like empty one, empty one. Then very long I never drive there already. I still go and see my ama and akong still around, okay? Just that I never go there anymore lah, because maybe I older already, so I drive my own car, I don't take my father's car, so I don't like drive up, I drive towards the downside, towards the side, then I turn up to KPE. So over here, there's once I went there, I was like, whoa, this whole place got all the HDB and a lot of people already moved in already leh. So now I just want to share with you. I'm gonna show you the map on my screen. We already have what? Tampines Green Gem. Tampines Green Jade. Well, these are all jewelry, you know. Then there's still a Tampines Green Emerald, Tampines Green Opal. Then later on you have this that is under construction, not yet ready, 2028. Then the other one never put date, is the quartz and topaz. Topaz is it? I don't know how you pronounce it, that should be correct. Okay, so anyway, wow, this whole place all jewelry one. Then now there's these two launch. One is Pinery Residence, which is supposed to be a mixed development at the Tampines West MRT. Then behind we have the Revel Tampines EC. Okay, technically I just want to put it okay, never mind that one later that I say. Okay, so at the end of this video, I'm gonna make a little bit of comment lah. But anyway, this is not to tell you how good the development is and all these things. I will just go through some of the information and my views. Of course, if you are interested to buy, you can call me. There's no extra fees, okay? Because the developer will pay me. You don't need to pay me anything, okay? So if you are interested, you can call me. My number is here, okay? Okay, so now let's go through the Pinery Residence first. Did I pronounce it correctly? I'm not too sure lah, okay? Pinery or Pinery Residence. The estimated date of launch is March 14, 2026. The estimated TOP date is Q4 2029. Hey, just now the Kim Gate, what BTO also, the plus also Q4 2029. Okay, so this is a mixed development, very interesting, okay? Technically, the place comprised of early childhood development center, which is like a childcare kind of thing, a food court, supermarket, basement car park, all this no need to say lah, 6 blocks of 14 residential flat, 588 units, blah 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 blah. This one no need to say, they are not interested. Okay, 588 units, so the development is not very big, okay? Car park also no need to say, MRT, you won't get 100% car park, so I'm not interested to go through all these things. The two bedder, 600 plus square feet, three bedder. Anyway, you interested in all these things, you just WhatsApp me, I send you the whole brochure, you can slowly see. I'm not going through all these things. I just want to share with you a little bit of my views. Okay, so you see the developer nowadays is like this one. I will say that the harder to sell units, they will build the show flat. So you see, they build the show flat on the harder to sell unit and the more expensive unit, which is a 2-bed plus study, 3-bed plus study, and the 4-bed plus study. The cheaper units or very little quantity units, they will not go and build the show flat for you to see one, huh? Okay, I only interested in the Pinery Mall or Pinery Mall because this one not for sale. Okay, they already stated in the brochure, not for sale. 11,150 square meter. This is really big. The commercial space can hold up to 60 plus shops. The F&B estimated take up about 9,354 square meter. Okay, this is just estimate. Okay, then there's a community plaza. Is it a community center? Is there a requirement for that? I'm not too sure. Then they say there's a Kopitiam food court 998 square meter and an NTUC 1145 square meter and a Mulberry Learning. Mulberry Learning should be the childcare lah, huh? 650 square meter. Yeah, so I don't want to go through the floor plan also. So there's this Pinery. If you look at the site plan of Pinery, very interesting. Pinery is actually at the site of the road, which is the corner road, the one all the way you go to Bedok, from Bedok Reservoir, you go to Tampines. Right? Normally, if you want to go Tampines Mall, you turn right. So it's at the corner. So if you look at the site plan, actually, my first impression of the site plan, right, actually, it looks like this Pasir Ris 8. Because Pasir Ris 8 also like this one. One, two, three. Just at Pasir Ris 8, I think there is a little bit more units. So Pasir Ris 8, I think, got more rows. So this one, we only have 3 rows, 6 blocks. Okay, and if I'm not wrong, it should be north style facing lah, huh? It should be north style facing. So to me, this is a very nice development. You know, price wise, I don't know, is it okay to comment here? But I always tell people, at today's market 2026, near MRT mixed development, please don't expect it to be low pricing. It's not possible. Even at Tengah, it's not going to be low. Okay? So I will say that expect a little bit higher. Why? Because the EC also hit another benchmark already. So after this, I'm going to talk about the EC because the EC is just beside. Then I'm going to share with you my views also. So I think this Pinery Mall, I look at the whole illustration, photo. Actually, it looks a lot like Pasir Ris 8. Even from the picture, they show the mall, the MRT station, it really look a lot like Pasir Ris 8. Just that at Pasir Ris, the MRT is beside, not at the bottom lah. This one is at the bottom. Okay, so I think this development will really sell out. Number one, 588 units only, very little. Okay, when I say sell out, I mean like they will get good sales lah. But I feel that new launch sales has been slowing down. Okay, I don't want to make you have a wrong impression of what I want to say. I feel that new launch sales is slowly going down due to pricing and the amount of supply that is being thrown in the market. But development like this, they are considered very hot cake. A lot of people want. And with 588 units, it's actually very small. The development is very small. So I feel that this kind of development, 588 units, MRT with shopping mall, is actually a good buy for the future, okay? Because there's not much supply, okay? So it's easily, you won't get an oversupply problem, you won't get like too many units or too many competition and all these things, okay? I don't want to say too much, because like I told you, I don't like to go and sell koyo in my channel, that's not what I want to do. But I feel that this development is worth looking at. You're interested, you can call me, okay? Next. Let's look at the beside one because diagonally, just diagonally, you cross the road diagonally 45 degree towards your southeast direction, you have the Revel Tampines. Okay, so I also have the Revel Tampines brochure already. So I feel that this is an EC. Okay, this is no, I feel that this is an EC. I feel that EC nowadays very hard to sell. Okay, very hard to sell is because nothing has changed. The pricing, the income cap. Okay, I just want to share with you all. If the income cap is at 16,000 now, if you are a little bit exceeding 16,000, please call me. Let me understand. I will share with you how the calculation is done. I'll share with you whether you have chance or not. Okay. I feel that now EC is at this stage where it's very hard to sell out. Okay. And also, if you know about the Costa Cabana Pasir Ris EC, right? This Revel EC, they are not going for the 100% no second timer quota method. Okay? So this one a little bit different. They will launch right after they finish the show flat, they will ballot and then they will launch. They won't wait 1 month. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go and watch my last EC video. You can type Aaron Lin EC quota. I think you should see the video lah. It should be the first video. So for this EC, they will have a 30% second timer quota. So this is something that you need to take note. So I feel that EC nowadays, like I share, is not easy to sell because pricing is high, the MSR calculation is still the same, the income ceiling is still the same, the loan calculation is still the same, nothing has changed, okay? I tell you something, the government will not change until the government see a lot of leftover units in the market and the developer is having difficulty selling them. Okay, selling them out. Why I say so? Because when I went into the market to buy my own EC, right? That was the time where the developer, I think, dropped from 12K to 10K, then later from 10K increased to 12K or something like that. There was a change in the income ceiling. And that change came only because the government realized that there was a lot of sell. There was a lot of units that couldn't sell during the new launch. So what happened is at that time when you go to the EC show flat, right? The show flat takes very long to sell. Even when about to TOP, right? They are still having a lot of challenges. So that is when the government realized that, hey, maybe the way the income ceiling or the calculation has to change. So at that time, it did change. So at that time, I remember, if I never remember wrongly, it was 14, then came down to 12, then later the government decided that, oh, okay, they have cooled down the whole thing, and then it was having some difficulty to sell, then later they increased back again, then the demand came back again. So that was what happened at that time. So as of now, today, I will say that this is the last, okay, I want to announce first, this is the last East Side EC for I think the next 1 or 2 years because the next few EC down the road are all on the Sembawang Woodland side already, don't have on the East Side anymore. Okay, so over this EC also not very big, 572 units, almost like the Pinery or Binary, I don't know how you pronounce that, huh? 572 units, 11 blocks, diagonal. Okay, this EC very interesting. But also something to take note. I think I give you a little bit of tips, but I won't tell you why now. If you buy this EC, you need to know which block is better, which block is not so good. I don't want to comment so much on why, but you want to know why, you call me, you engage me, I help you. Okay, so I feel that this EC there is some good stack and some not so good stack lah. Okay, so must make good decisions. I look at the site plan. Interestingly, the developer also realized that maybe nearby the facing is very important. So they did some tuning. They did some tuning. So you can see that the way they design the site is also very special. Okay, so if you're interested, you can just call me. Because I'm not here to comment so much. Okay, so now if you realize that the EC 3-bedroom premium smallest unit and this development is 883, actually it's not too bad. Then the second one with a study is 926. So actually when people comment that what the BTO flats or sales of balance should go and build 5-room flat or bigger, actually I don't know lah. I feel that 3-room, 4-room, the size and the price compared to whatever the condos are giving today is pretty reasonable already. So I feel that the BTO flats are really at a very good price. Size-wise, very comfortable size. Okay, I feel that Singaporeans are really taking it for granted because if you go to other countries, we talk about countries that are similar to us, you will realize that they don't have the luxury of having space like what we have today is even worse. If you go to like Tokyo, Japan, Hong Kong, you know, it really not You will appreciate what we already have. Okay, so technically these two launches they will come they will launch almost the same time because frankly speaking their target audience are totally different. The people that can buy Binary will buy Binary, the people that can buy Revell will buy Revell. I don't see a situation where a buyer can buy both lah. Okay, it's the target audience is totally different. So I don't see a issue for them to launch together. And also they are two different product. Okay, so that's it. Okay, just want to share because I feel that this is a interesting development that is coming out in Tampines. And for the first time, we have a EC, we have a mixed development, just side by side coming out with each other, very near some more. Okay. So that's it lah. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I hope this is a little bit of information that I can provide you that you're interested. I'm sorry I'm not here to do your new launch review, so I won't be sharing with you the floor plan. To me, there's nothing to talk about floor plan one. All the floor plan nowadays is the same one. I go to 10 development, 10 development floor plan the same one. There's only maybe very slight tweak here and there, which really, really not significant lah. Oh, okay. So a lot of people talk. I don't see the point. Okay, so that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode, and bye bye.